everybody. It's your girl TIA along with...
It's your girl Missy.
Yes, and we are in the building. This is What's Up Next, What You Got? So Missy, how you been, girl?
Oh, shoot. I've been cooling and breezy, taking on me a new adventure. Okay. I got me like a new endeavor going on, and it kicked my butt.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, going on different little adventure. You know.
Yeah, you know, just jump back into the, you know, the corporate work game. And, okay. You know, that's what I did. I jumped back into the corporate setting, and let's just say it's taking a little bit of getting used to.
You know, sometimes it's things that we have to get used to. But let's tell the people what we're gonna be talking about today.
Oh, listen, y'all. Let me tell you something. Relationships in survival mode, you guys. What do we do about them? Is it love? Can you love somebody who's in survival mode? You tell me.
Let's talk about it. So before we talk about it, we're going to play Speak Your Name by Anthony Brown.
Something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name, power is released. As we bow down before you, every demon has to flee. Wait. Something happens.
Something happens in the room.
Our hands go up. And we can't wait to see.
Wait to see what you're gonna do.
We can't wait to see what you are going to do.
That was Speak Your Name by Anthony Brown. So, me and my girl Missy, we are sitting here in the studio, and we are going to be talking about what or can somebody in survival mode love? What do you guys think? Do you think, guys, that people can love in survival mode? What do you think on that, Missy?
I think anybody can love, no matter at what place that they're in, but when you're in survival mode, you're toxic.
Okay.
In my opinion, you're toxic, and toxic is not healthy. It's not good. You know, when you're in survival mode, you think about the eggshells. You think about being in your mind. You think about, you know, just the battles that you create and that you start. Mm-hmm. You know, so survival mode to me, I feel like anything that's toxic or negative to me, it's not love.
Right.
It's not love.
Right. I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, there are several people, you have even kids when they're young, if things are not going well in their homes, they're instantly on survival mode.
You know, that's true.
Some kids, it's so much things, you know, that people in general have to deal with anyway. So when you put somebody in a place where they got to be in survival mode, that's not good.
No, it's not. And what are we really teaching? So when you think about it, you know, those same children grow up to be adults.
Right.
And if they don't break the cycle themselves, then they're going to continue to pass it on. You know, if you think about it, there's so many toxic relationships out here today.
Right.
And then everybody says it's all in the act of love. I remember coming up, you know, my mother used to, you know, whenever she would give us a whooping, mm-hmm. she would say, you know, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love you.
Right.
And, you know, of course, growing up, you thought that that was, you know, real. You thought that that was true. You thought it was, you know, okay, well, she reprimanded me, and then it would even go back as to, you know, where you got to remember now God did the same thing, you know, he chastised his children, mm-hmm. you know, and all that. And it's like, I mean, come on now, we're not, that's not no same mutual correlation there.
Right.
You know, with the creator versus, you know, you beating the brakes off me and then turn around and tell me that it's all in the name of love.
Right.
But that's what was programmed in my mind.
Right.
So when you look at a lot of the toxic, abusive, mental, emotional, physical, verbal, abusive, you know, relationships, mm-hmm. a lot of that stems from that.
Right.
Because of the different forms of love that people have tried to place on another person in the disguise of love, but it's not love.
Right.
It's fake.
Right. You're right.
You know?
I feel like when you tell a person, you know, that you love them, or you tell a person that you love them, or that person tells you that they love you, most people will feel like, okay, this person is going to show me, you know, what love is. And from the beginning, we already know what love is. You know, as far as God is like the number one person that shows us all love, you know? Mm. He's the ultimate love. He shows us love. He knows what love is because his father showed him love, you know? Right. So we got to be, as his people, we should be as much as like God as we can be. We know that we're not God, But we should be able to show love just like he showed it to us. We should be able to show it to other people.
Right. And taking on the ways of him. But, you know, you got to remember, we got so much temptation out here. So there's, right. So, you know, when, and then you also must remember too that we're in the flesh. We're not constantly operating out of a spirit way. So,
right.
So we're going to fall short.
That's right.
And we're going to do things that, you know, sometimes you're going to say things that you may not normally say, or you'll do mm-hmm. things that you may not normally do, because again, that's what survival is.
Right.
It's about surviving the moment. You know, take for instance, if you're in a very touchy situation in your mm-hmm. relationship
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sometimes, you know, you're either going to be quiet to keep the peace.
Right.
Or, you know, you're not going to respond, or you may do a tit for tat just to stir things up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends. Everybody's different when they're in a certain particular side of survival.
Right.
You know, right. What's going to get me through the next day? What's going to get me, you know, to that level of superficial happiness just for the moment?
Right.
And if it means me telling you, oh, you know, I love you, whatever, to get by, or, you know, if I tell, you know, show you certain things or do certain things to show you that I love and I care until I can get by. I've been in survival mode quite a bit of times in my life. And I can tell you right now, it wasn't equated to love.
Right.
It was equated to me getting out of the situation I was in.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I'm going to keep the peace. I'm going to do what I got to do. And then once I'm out, I'm out.
Right.
You know. I can have an unconditional love for you. I can have an unconditional love for, you know, a person that I'm with. But at the end of the day, I don't have to have that butterfly love, or that, you know, in love sensation.
Right.
I just love you enough to let you go.
Right.
Type. Right. Love. Right. You know.
And a lot of people, you know, have to go through that. Like, that's just a. It seems like it shouldn't be a part of life, but it's just a part of life. You know, people go through things, and people get to a certain point to where, okay, if they already know they're in survival mode, like, you know, you have to do better. You got to do better in your life, in your well-being for yourself, as well as the person that you were with. Like, you want both of you guys to be able to be in a better space, in a better headspace, in a better space in general in life, you know, with yourself. Like, mm-hmm. to make yourself, you know, feel the best that you could be as you as a person.
That's right.
And if you love that person so dearly, then you would want to see that person happy. You wouldn't want that person to be unhappy. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But, you know, you have some people now, they love seeing you unhappy, out of your character, or, you know, because it's interesting to them. It's exciting to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, that level of excitement is like, oh, wow, I like to see this side of this person. And, you know, and seeing the side of that person is like, why do I want to see the darkest part of you? Why I need to see the light of you. I don't want to see the dark of you.
Right.
But that's what toxic do.
That's right.
Toxic want to see everything in a low vibrational movement.
Right. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and play Samuel Rosario featuring Tim Johnson, Will Not Be Completed.
Hallelujah. As it is written in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the good work you started in me will not be completed until you receive me in glory. And as it is written in the book of Psalms, 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So let us praise the Lord. I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That was Samuel Rosario featuring Tim Johnson with Will Not Be Completed. And up next is Raven Smith with Dream Come True. Talking about, can a person in survival mode love? Loving a person in survival mode is a tragic experience.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You can see their pain, destructive behaviors, their self-sabotage, but you also can see their heart, their joy, and their human. So, with that being said, I agree with that. But if you really see a person's heart, if you really see the love that a person has, your love has to start for yourself, from yourself anyway. You have to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
That's true.
That's just point blank period. If you can't love yourself, you're not going to be able to fully love anybody else. You got to first start with you. So whatever things that you have going on that have went on in your life when you were younger or now as an adult, you have to deal with those things first for yourself before you can go on and try to love somebody.
That's true. That's very true.
Because, like I said, if you can't show your own self love, what kind of love you think you're going to show to somebody else? And it's not gonna be real love. It's not love.
Mm-mm. But in one's mind, you think it's love.
Right.
You know.
Because that may be all that a person has known since they were younger. Or now in the future, that's all they know. So that's all they know how to show.
That's right. Well, you know, one thing that I am a firm believer about is we can't expect for anybody to love beyond a level.
That's true.
We can't expect for anybody to do beyond their level.
Because we are all on different levels. Everybody is not on the same level.
That's right. So you have, whereas I can honestly admit that I didn't really know what love was. Mm-hmm. You know, based off of my, you know, upbringing, based off of, you know, certain things I saw, you know, certain things, you know, because we have to lead by example.
That's right.
You know, we really have to lead by example. And when something wasn't so much as imparted in you, I'm not going to say I wasn't shown love, you know, from my parental figure, but at the end of the day, it was a level of just this toxic love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the survival love. It was the, you know, this is the hand that I'm dealt, so let me do what I gotta do type of love.
Right.
You know, right. Versus the authentic, you know, hugs and embraces and, you know, the talks about how beautiful you are, how amazing you are, and, you know, just your creativity, your thought processes. And that's why, like I said, I had to learn how to love myself, let alone to be able to give love to other people, right. Give love to friends, give love to associates, give love to other people, which is always loving, helping, encouraging, uplifting, building, you know, setting those smooth, soft environments.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. Because your environment means a lot.
It does.
It says a lot. You can be in an environment, but you don't have to be of the environment.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
When you truly love. Love is so meek and it's humble. You know, it's free. Like I was telling you, you mm-hmm. know, even when we went back to a break, I said, you know, it's the art of being free. Allowing people to be themselves.
Right.
You know, and being able to accept them where they are. That's it.
Right.
Love me where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You know, don't judge me, but love me where I'm at. If I'm in any type of place where I cannot love my spouse, you know, my friends, that's detrimental to me, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. The reason why I don't have no regrets is because I give my all in loving other people. Because right. I had to learn how to love.
Right, right.
Everybody can say that.
Right, right. Well, you know, we all have to learn how to love, but mm-hmm. I also would have to say, I thank God for my family because that's all they've always shown me is love. So I know what love looks like. Mm-hmm. Like my mom and dad, they've been married for 42 years, going on 43 Woo. Years. So I, you know, mamas and daddies, they argue or whatever, but I ain't never seen my mom and my daddy like get into nothing. Nothing serious. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They they talked, if they had any arguments, they talked about it, and that was just it. It wasn't no more talking about it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But my parents have always shown me unconditional love. Not just my parents, but my entire family, because that's just the kind of family that, you know, we are. So I know what love looks like, and I know how I want somebody to love me.
Right. You are definitely blessed, honey.
I thank God.
Let me tell you, are blessed. Because a lot of us out here, honey.
I thank God.
A lot of us out here, we ain't experienced nothing like that. It was the arguments, the name calling, the lashing, all sorts of stuff. The predestined things, words that were spoke upon your life, and you know, all types of negativity. But hey,
I thank God. Lord knows I thank God every day. That's why I feel like that's why I'm able to continue to go, to continue to grow, to continue to be the person that I am, because I've been shown love.
That's awesome. That is amazing. I'm telling you. I can't say that I can. At one point, I probably would have said I wish I had that, but I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't be the woman I am today to anybody that I encounter, to my children, to, my spouses, everybody.
Right.
I wouldn't be that loving, endearing person. But I'm stern now.
Yes, you are stern.
You know I'm firm and stern.
Yes, you are.
But it's all love.
That's right. That's right.
It's and all
I
love.
And I thank God for you, Missy, because you have been just an amazing friend and sister to me. Lord
thank
knows
you.
I appreciate you.
Oh,
I
you know,
really, really do.
Hey, that's
you
that
just
love
don't know
here.
How much.
Oh, I don't need to know, because guess what? I see it. I don't need to know, girl.
I know that's right. So I'm going to go ahead and play another song. This is Tonio Armani, Sooner or Later.
Cause they steal what I came from. The Lord gave me
Antonio Armani with Sooner or Later. And we are back, me and my girl Misa, and we are talking about Can Somebody in Survival Mode Love?
Well, I tell you what are some things that we can, if they can love, how can it, let's see, how can we transform it to the actual love? Like, can they, you know, what are some solutions for this?
Okay, I would have to say, like I said before the break, you have to start with yourself first.
Okay.
You have to love yourself first. And I, like I said, I know a lot of people go through a lot of different things in their lives. They've been through a lot of things in their lives. But you have to, if you want to get love, you got to show love to yourself first. You got to dig deep down. Because I know a lot of people have to dig real deep to find it. But you got to get down there. You got to get down there and dig. You got to dig it up. You got to dig it out.
That's true. And you definitely have to, you know, find a sense of safety for your trauma bonds.
Right.
And your trauma, you know. Find places of safety, whether that be that friend or whether that be that, you know, get around people who can, you know, give you a different perspective, right. Not where they enable you to live in your own way of thinking.
Right.
A lot of times we love for a person to co-sign on our bull crap, but it's like, listen, man, I need somebody who gonna challenge me.
Right.
Challenge me to think different.
Right.
Challenge me to do different. So start doing things like that, even getting into self-care activities, things that's gonna, you know, like meditations, yoga, you know I deal with a lot of vision boards, you know, where I like to, you know, promote, you know, positive, you know, affirmations and, you know, mantras, just different things to, you know, the great I am affirmations, you know, something that I duly do on a regular basis that keep me in a good place of mind. And just practicing mindful techniques like, you know, YouTube and, you know, they have a lot of different, how can I say, a lot of different sounds, you know, like coolness sounds to calm you down, you know, keep your mind, you know, at a state of ease, you know. Constantly talk to yourself. The mirror is there for a reason.
It definitely is.
It's there
self-affirmations.
That's right. It's there for a reason. Tell yourself that you look good. Tell yourself that you are love. Tell yourself that you are light. You know, that you're worthy of this here. You're worthy of great connections. You know, you're not a product of your trauma. You're not.
That's right.
It don't have to define you.
That's right.
At one point, I could say I was in my dark moment. Because my trauma, all that I've been through, had succumbed me. But I had to come out of it. It has submerged me deep. But I don't know what happened. I mean, when I tell you mine was so bad, I mean, I was decorating my house in black. My front room, my furniture, everything I had, from the bathroom decor, everything was black. And here I was, like, people say, what's your favorite color? Black. That's how bad I was.
Wow.
Now you can come around me. Shoot, I got all sorts of yellows, greens, turquoises. I love blue. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't really realize I love blue until I had to really start thinking, dang, you know, every time I turn around, I'm, you know, rocking blue and but black. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, it was like just, it just seemed like it was just this beam that came to me and was like, you know what? it's time to turn the page.
Right.
And sometimes you, like you said, you got to dig deep and you got to keep it real with yourself and you got to keep it real with others. Allowing yourself to be a doormat for people is not you saying that you, you know, that you loving folks. No, you ain't got to be no doormat.
That's
you
right.
ain't got to do what people tell you to do and bow down to other people. No, you stand up for yourself. You love yourself. You set your boundaries.
Right.
You know, boundaries are to be set. That's the whole purpose of a border. You know, but like I say, love is what love is. But I tell you what, don't come around me if your love ain't right. I'll tell you that right now. Because it ain't happening over here. I like that free right. love. I like that free flying dove love.
You know, I know what that's I mean? Right.
That's what I love.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people feel like it's impossible to connect with others and experience love.
It is.
A lot of people are like that. Like,
but it is, though.
Yeah. They feel like it's hard to connect and experience love from others.
But, you know, when you ain't had it, and then somebody come along and they show it to you, you don't know how to accept it.
That's true. That's very true.
You know, you're going to find something wrong with it. You're going to critique it. You're going to dissect it. And it's like, but why? If a person want to give to you, open your hand and accept. If a person offer you, you know, something, it don't always mean that they want something back in return. Some people are actually genuine out here. That's Everybody right. don't have a motive.
Right.
Everybody don't have ill intentions towards you. You know, yeah, sometimes you might be sleeping with the enemy, but at the same time, hey, it's sometimes you sleeping with your angelic being too.
Right.
You know? So, hey, dreams do come true.
That's true. And you know, it all comes from, you know, your mental, your emotional, your behavioral levels of showing love.
That's true.
It comes from that space. And like I said, you have to first start with yourself. You have to first start with yourself, with showing your self-love, then you can show as many other people that same love that you have for yourself.
That's true. And believe in yourself. Right. We all must believe in ourselves and believe in each other.
That's right. And with that being said, we're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back.
The Three of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats. Mixing the beats.
Liz D, homie.
Yo, it's your boy Koku.
Yeah, this your boy Big OG.
This your boy Darius.
This is Coach Mo Better. And you're listening to TBOU.
And we are back. And the song that we're about to play is Kurt Franklin, Try Love.
What's up, man? Let me get that ginger lime joint. Cool. Let me ask you something. Come here. You want me to play this for you, boy?
I've been waiting on you.
Waiting for your embrace, love.
Hello, love.
This is the day, love.
Everybody's searching for you.
Every breath that I'm praying.
Everywhere there's pain, we've been missing you. We need you more than ever before.
Day,
I know I do.
It's a beautiful day. By the ones that were supposed to love me. It's the only kind of love I'm
and throw me away.
So maybe I'll take a chance and try love.
But promise me,
don't say goodbye, love.
Let's go.
This is your day, love.
Yeah.
This is the day that you can't get away. I've been waiting all day, love.
It's so good to see
waiting
you.
For your embrace, love.
Hello, love. Mystery.
It's a beautiful day, love.
Yeah, talk to
me. Today's kind of love ain't the same kind of love. This one leaves you feeling empty.
You can keep that mid love.
I don't wanna be let down again.
Today, you've given me a chance to try love again. And even though life didn't start out easy, that's not the way it has to end.
Yeah.
See, I learned love's not the enemy, but I had to look deep down within. For God so loved the world. Now, let's let real love.
Just may be the only Jesus that we see. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Don't you know that you just may be the only Jesus that we see? Get out and touch somebody.
was Clay Red with the Electric Slide. Yes, I hope you guys have been enjoying the show tonight with me and my girl Missy on our topic, Can Somebody in Survival Mode Love? And, you know, like I said, like we said earlier, you have to first show yourself love so you'll be able to show others love. And with loving yourself, you also got to love God first.
Put him first.
You got to put him first. You got to love God first and then love yourself and then love others.
So, I co-sign on that.
Co-sign. Well, as you guys know, me and Missy, we do our show every other Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in with us. We talk about different topics, things that people haven't talked about in a while. And we bring it back and we're going to be talking about it. And we'd just like to say thank you to everybody that has tuned in to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. Each and every time that you do, we really do appreciate it. And it is all love. So with that being said, we love you guys.
Yes, we do.
And y'all stay safe.
Giving you all the hot artists. Whoa. On TVOU 24/7 radio. Yeah. Okay.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Trust in God, I believe that it's gonna get better. Yeah.
you're not alone. You just gotta be strong. And hear me, yeah. Hang on, and it won't be long. It's gonna get hey girl, mama, don't you cry. It's gotta get
like skyscrapers, and every time I turn